This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Let me take this moment to welcome to the audience the fine people at KEYS, 1440 AM, coming out of Corpus Christi. How's it going there? I know you're there. I see you there. I appreciate you being there. Ninjas, every one of you. I don't know if people get upset about that or not. Being called a ninja. Right now, the gun prohibition lobby groups that are out there, they sort of quiet. And this is amid reports that armed citizens are actually sort of, fighting back against looters and rioters that are exploiting the death of George Floyd. Turning out to protect their neighborhoods and business districts. When a South Philadelphia gun shop owner fatally shot a man trying to break into a store this past Tuesday, WCAU News reported it happened amid heightened looting concerns. That could be a sort of a warning to a criminal element that has hijacked these public demonstrations over the Floyd incident, but for which four Minneapolis officers have been fired, another one charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter, although all of them have now been charged. Instead of peacefully protesting, the criminals and anarchists have been looting and pillaging across the map, leaving large metropolitan areas in shambles. And that's the good news. If not, shambles, they're being left in ashes, which is much worse. And now it appears some good people have had enough, and they're visibly arming to fight back. Coming out of Polk County, Sheriff Grady Judd there, Polk County, Florida, he stated publicly, "People in Polk County like guns, and they have guns, and I encourage them to own guns. And if you try to break into their homes to steal, to set fires, I'm highly recommending they blow you back out of the house with their guns." Now, this is the thing that we have to consider right now. For all of you that live in an area where the Second Amendment means something and it's still allowed to exist in its current form, like at KEYS, 1440 AM in Texas, you have to take into consideration what they actually have indicated they want to do. Antifa. We're talking about Antifa. I'm not talking about the protesters. The protesters, if the protesters are peaceful, and we should be having peaceful protests, if they're peaceful, fine. March through the city. I understand what you're doing. I'm already there. You don't have to worry about me, but you do what you think you got to do. But there are some that just want to watch it burn. And now they're looking at you. They're looking at your house. And I guess the question becomes, what do you do if you see them gathering in front of your house, Molotov cocktails in hand? Are you going to let them throw them at your house before you come out and confront them? See, in my case, I would not. If I see them coming up with Molotov cocktails, Before they get where they can throw it and hit my house, I will be out front. And my son will be with me out front. And they should not raise their arms at that point. And they shouldn't fake like they're going to raise their arms. And this is the thing. In Washington State, armed citizens have appeared to provide voluntary security at a Lake Gun Shop, a commercial district in downtown Snohomish, and businesses in Kirkland, located southwest of northeast of Seattle. Armed people are showing up there to protect certain things. And that's not designed to incite violence, but to deter people intent on committing a violent act. And that appears to be working. Credible threats of mob violence in Kirkland and Snohomish have not materialized. And through it all, the anti-gun rights organizations have been silent, which is what they should be. They should be silent forever from now on. Although Michael Bloomberg has gotten out there, he's tried to portray their gun prohibition crusade as a battle against racism. And he's using George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and David McAtee as the ones they're dancing in their blood, and the countless other murders of black people in the United States that don't make headlines are beyond heartbreaking. I'm not going to read you the rest of their ad. Their ad is a bunch of garbage. So that's what they've got going on out there, but not a peep about armed citizens exercising their Second Amendment right to discourage looters and rioters. Their silence is deafening. Melissa Danny, owner at Pistol Annie's Jewelry and Pawn in Bonnie Lake, Washington, a community southeast of Tacoma, posted on Facebook that armed volunteers had appeared at her business. And meanwhile, it appears no similar volunteer efforts been mounted by the Seattle-based Alliance for Gun Responsibility. Why haven't they stepped up, I wonder? Nicholas Murray Butler, he was once the president of Columbia University, and he observed in 1931, "The vast population of this earth, and indeed nations themselves, may readily be divided into three groups. There are few things who make things happen. There are the few who make things happen, the many more who watch things happen, and the overwhelming majority who have no notion of what happens." By showing up armed, prepared to do things if they have to, it turns out that these people that are helping protect their community don't have to do anything except be there. So, in the meantime, while all that's going on, gun control lobby, they're not, so they don't have anything to say. Because there is nothing they can say. That's the part to keep in your mind. This is, there's nothing to say about it. Because these people are not being violent. They've come out there showing their willingness to be violent, and that has stopped violence. It's weird, isn't it? It's really weird. I'm out here trying to decide. I'm going to the capital city of South Carolina tomorrow. And when I go, I'm going down there into the eye of a storm. And it's a very small eye. It's right now, the governor's mansion of South Carolina, Henry McMaster's, is the governor, is surrounded by cops and National Guardsmen because of credible intelligence indicating Antifa was going to attack that today. They went through a part of Columbia called West Columbia yesterday, last night, and the cops didn't know they were doing it. So, I'm going down there tomorrow. I'm trying to figure out what I'm taking. Some of it's going to be cameras, and some of it's going to be bullet launchers, so we'll see. We'll figure that out. Hopefully, I'm just going down there to arrange to film the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey. And as soon as I get done with that, I'm going to go to a friend's house, because I'm from there, and then I'm heading out of town. I am heading out of town. But I'm going to go see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.com.
Check them out. at franklinarmory.com. I have an idea. I will need you to suspend a little bit of disbelief, but I have an idea. Right now, the Antifa rioters are calling for the defunding of police. And they've actually had the mayor of L.A. talk about pulling $150 million out of their funding, which I don't know how much funding they get. That sounds like a lot of money to me that he's talking about pulling. I'm surprised right now, to be honest with you, that anybody wants to be a police officer. Because in a lot of cases, I mean, you got them in Louisville that are walking out on their mayor. Everybody hates Bill de Blasio, you know. So everybody thinks they want to defund the police. I've got an idea. Let's do that. I'm not talking about completely forever, right? Let's let them call in sick. Let's let everybody call in sick. EMT, fire department, police. They all might have, let's all say for a week they have maybe COVID. And then the rich leftist elites who live in double-gated communities with armed security, you know, I don't know who they'll call because they don't have enough security to effectively stop a mob from coming in on them. And that's a problem. That's a problem for everybody involved, especially the leftists. The leftists, the ones that sit behind the double gates, they want to take that money and see it, and you know, get it redirected and see police replaced by social workers. So let's let them see how that would go. And more importantly, let's let the mob see how it would go. You've got people like Hanoi, Jane Fonda, and John Legend, and Megan Rapinoe, the football, soccer player, whatever you want to call her, even the head of the ACLU. They all signed a letter demanding the end of policing. Let's let them have it. The letter reads, policing and militarization overwhelmingly dominate the bulk of national and local budgets. In fact, police and military funding has increased every single year since 1973, and at the same time, funding for public health decreased every year. Now, everything in that letter is a lie, but who cares, right? Who cares? Leftists aren't bound by truth. They have no fear of their lives being exposed. They're interested in keeping people angry because they believe this motivates that, you know, people, voters, to vote for Democrats. Evil, but effective. Then elected Democrats lie to the public about how unarmed young black men are being murdered by police with impunity. But then we get this, and it's an accidental thing. And in 2019, the Washington Post, which, judging by the tone of their coverage, doesn't bother checking their own Pulitzer Prize-winning database on the subject, showed 41 unarmed people who were killed by police across the country. Mind you, unarmed does not mean not dangerous. Now, 41 people is basically the 4th of July weekend in Chicago. Now, since the Democrats love the ID politics and live off of the race game, of those 41 unarmed people killed by police, 9 were black and 19 were white. How systemic is that to you? Now, the people who believe the lie, believe the lie. No amount of truthful data, even from their own newspaper, is going to change that. But then if you look at the death of Tony Timbuff, who died the same way, except he was white. But it was not that, because he was white, that was not useful for the leftist narrative. And Mr. Floyd's killing, on the other hand, is too useful to let go. Biden is going to go to his funeral. And that's, this is, you know, this is an opportunity, but this is, Joe Biden shouldn't go. It will damage the country by turning a memorial service into a Paul Wellstone funeral and squandering whatever goodwill and unity the country had before the riots. Biden doesn't care, and none of them care. Ellen Engel admitted as much on a hot mic moment when he got out and said, if I didn't have a primary, I wouldn't care. None of them care, and this is the thing. George Floyd was killed in a Democratic city, in a Democratic state. And yet, for some reason, they're blaming Republicans and Trump. Do you really think they're going to be bothered by hijacking another funeral? They don't give a rip about that anymore. They don't give a rip about the black-owned businesses and lives that riots have destroyed. And as long as they vote the way they voted the last 60 years, and in the numbers they voted in 2008, they do not care what, who, or where gets ruined. People who can be like that, the politicians that can be like that, they truly are sociopathic. They're very desperate for power. And if you ask the mobs, which would you rather have? Would you rather have George Floyd back, back alive again, or Donald Trump out of office? George Floyd would not. He'd still be dead. He would be just as dead because they want Trump out of office. This is what it's all about. It has nothing to do with poor Mr. Floyd. So let's give the people exactly what they want. No police. Make it New York or L.A. and pick a couple of days, a busy couple of days, and plan the sick out. Give the city and the community a heads up and see how they react. And if those feckless mayors and city councils don't immediately change their tune, allow officers to do their jobs, and most importantly, defend themselves from the mutants and the militants that try to hurt them, let them have the city. Now, the truth is that all of these people that I'm talking about, they take comfort in the knowledge that the police are there. But if they ever let it happen, it wouldn't last more than a night or two. It would be a horrible night or two. But the Democrats have no problem with that, since they cheered their brown shirts terrorizing citizens for more than a week now. They're enjoying this. A little dose of their own medicine, or even just the threat of it, might force a little dose of common sense into that vacant space between their ears. And And if it doesn't, well, then maybe those people will enjoy all that free stuff they're going to get, because the leftists that live in those gated communities, they have some choice merchandise. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump taking a victory lap after the May jobs report far exceeded expectations of many economists.
And it's a great thing. We were very strong. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country. We had the greatest economy in the history of the world. And that strength let us get through this horrible pandemic.
2.5 million jobs were added last month, and the unemployment rate dropped to 13.3%. The president also signing a bipartisan bill aimed at giving small businesses more flexibility regarding the Paycheck Protection Program. New York City health officials are reporting no new deaths due to the coronavirus over the last 24 hours. And Wall Street is liking what they're seeing regarding the jobs numbers, as at times the Dow has been up over 1,000 points in trading on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Attorney General Bill Barr is vowing to crack down on violence and illegal acts committed during protests against police brutality. The Justice Department is charging dozens of people with federal crimes.
From Saturday until today, there were 114 injuries to law enforcement, most of those to federal agents, and most of those inflicted right around the White House. There were 22 hospitalizations. The Justice Department is also working closely with our state and local partners to address violent riots around the country. I urge governors and mayors and other state and local leaders to work closely with the National Guard and with us.
An asteroid bigger than a skyscraper is due to zoom over Earth this weekend, but it will miss our planet by a considerable distance. The huge space rock is due to pass above us in the early morning hours on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now then, this madness that's currently in play right now about defunding or completely abolishing the police, it's bad enough for the airhead celebrities, something worse for the formerly prestigious New York Times, and downright alarming for office holders, state and federal, to indulge the fantasy that the thin blue line is all that separates us from anarchy, mob rule, and ultimately a dictatorship spawned by the need to restore order. That's all this is. This is a cloud and pivot attempt to go without rule of law. Now, the experience of Baltimore following the Freddie Gray riots, when the police there stopped aggressively engaging in minority neighborhoods, ultimately enough to close the case. Even progressive thought leaders at the New York Times and ProPublica called the results a tragedy. We get this. In the year that followed, Baltimore, by most standards, became a worse place. In 2017, it recorded 342 murders, its highest per capita rate ever, more than double Chicago's, far higher than any other city of 500,000 or more residents, and astonishingly, a larger absolute number of killings than in New York, a city 14 times as populous. Other elected officials, from the governor to the mayor to the state's attorney, struggled to respond to the rise in disorder, leaving residents with the unsettling feeling that there was no one in charge. With every passing year, it was getting harder to see what gains exactly was delivered by the uprising. Now, mind you, the police were not abolished or even defunded. They were simply chastened and behaved as the demonstrators demanded, with a light hand and withdrawing at times from neighborhoods where they were denounced as racists. A lot of people call this the Ferguson effect. We've seen this in various places as well. One of the reasons you see police only responding in a show of numbers is simply because they've only got one set of eyes when they show up there. They want other sets of eyes looking around and everything else, and, you know. Now, there is a real-life experiment in complete withdrawal of police protection that occurred a century ago that is available today to learn from. The Boston police strike that began September 9, 1919, led to immediate looting and chaos as soon as the sun went down. In August, Boston police had voted to form a union affiliated with the American Federation of Labor, but ran up against opposition from Boston Police Commissioner Edwin Curtis, backed by Massachusetts Governor Calvin Coolidge. After attempts at compromise, when that failed, the cops walked off the job at 5:45 p.m. In the vernacular or language of the day, when that happened, hooliganism erupted, and with widespread looting. And the following day, the mayor of Boston asked Governor Coolidge to supply the force of the state militia, and he agreed. But in the time it took to raise a force that eventually numbered 5,000, about three times the size of the Boston police, looting increased on September 10th, and continued for 9 days until the militia was able to quell it. This is where Calvin Coolidge, you know, he took a hard line and he built a national reputation. His words: "There's no right to strike against the public safety anywhere, anytime." That propelled him to the vice presidential nomination of the Republicans in 1920 and eventually to the White House. I would suggest that they better be sort of careful about that they are wishing for. Because if we were to withdraw from the police, take the police out of the picture altogether, what now? What then? Well, it would be a little bit like that movie Escape from New York, where the law becomes based on who's the fittest, based on who's the most powerful. Old people, they wouldn't be able to exist there. Weak people wouldn't be able to exist there. Only the ones that enjoyed the benevolence of the gangs would be able to exist there. And the gangs, this is the thing that most people don't think about. I saw this the other day in L.A., some white Antifa were out there trying to agitate things up, and they were escorted out of the neighborhood by the Crips. And the Crips, of course, they quite the storied gang out of L.A. You know, they have a nationwide presence, and they're quite vicious. And these Antifa rolling in on them, now that would have been a spectacle to watch. Because the Crips are not going to suffer that very long. As it is, I'm sure that they... I don't know if the Crips care whether or not that they simply walked out when they told them to walk out, when they got them out, all that other stuff. But whatever you might want to say, and however you might want to look at it, the gangs would be... They would run roughshod over Antifa. The progressives that want this are not thinking this through. I don't understand this. If you get rid of the police, first of all, I'm glad that you've unmasked yourselves. I'm glad you have revealed yourselves for the lunatics that you are. You are truly lunatics because... You've been telling us all along that only cops should have guns. You don't want us to have guns. You have been counting on the fact that you would, if you were to push this, that certain cops would back you up on this. You have lost them now. That was your last chance. That was the only chance you had. And you have taken gun control, and that is where everything, the linchpin of the progressive agenda, was disarming us. And in the space of what, 2-3 weeks, well, they've thrown that away. So I guess they think now that they're just going to be able to force this upon us, even though we don't want it and everything. And that's always been the goal. They want to force a type of government that nobody wants. So this kind of reveal is so rare in politics. So very rare. And that's the part it doesn't make my head hurt, but I get out there and I wonder whether or not they thought this through. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think they seized upon one thing, and it was just too enticing. Too enticing for them not to go and do it. So, there you have it. We already have the sciences in, but that's all right. You go for it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at FrontSight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. You know, former Secretary of Defense and Marine Corps General James Mattis, nicknames with like Chaos and Mad Dog and Warrior Monk, he's out there denouncing the president with some other military types over what the president got that. Like the other leftists that are out there, because what they do is the Trump gets out there and he throws some shiny stuff out there on Twitter or makes some sort of a statement, and then he just watches the reactions. Now, Mattis resigned in February of 2019 over a policy dispute with Trump, who was determined to end our involvement in Syria's endless civil war. And at the time, Mattis piously intoned that he would not be criticizing a sitting president. And he maintained that stance for over a year, which is perhaps a deep state record in the age of Trump derangement. When his ritual denunciation of a sitting president did come, it appeared in The Atlantic. Not even the National Review, or the Weekly Standard, but no, The Atlantic, that's the clearest signal of all about where Mattis thinks and where his sympathies had always resided. And the stunning thing about it was it was a ridiculous potpourri, if you will, of cliches. Now, 3 points need to be addressed, and not according to Mattis's own order of treatment, which is a little shaky. First, Mattis excoriates Trump for failing to unify Americans. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Even before he took office, the resistance to his presidency was being organized, and it included many government officials, many of who intended to stay on as spies in the Trump White House. His inauguration was besieged by mobs of leftists in naughty bits hats, including women folk attached to James Comey. A spurious probe into Russian interference was already underway. And then, you know, it was put in place and formalized by the appearance of Robert Mueller as the official representative. General Mike Flynn would be forced out of office and prosecuted. The salacious Steele dossier would be promoted as a source of truth. Later on, one of Trump's supremely qualified Supreme Court nominees would be targeted with absurd allegations of high school sexual aggression. And that's not half of it. How is Trump the one sowing the seeds of unrest? How's he the one? Second, but closely associated with point number one. Mattis plays the Nazi card. Seems the Nazis tried to destroy us with the motto, divide and conquer, which is usually attributed to Philip of Macedon, not Heinrich Himmler, but we boldly resisted with the countervailing motto, in union their strength, which is from one of Aesop's fables. And Trump is definitely a Nazi because he's trying to divide us. Or maybe he's trying to divide us because he's a Nazi. He probably speaks German on the side and likes to wear shiny black boots. Mattis, who is widely celebrated as a history buff, seems to have forgotten the actual state of the country back when we were fighting Hitler. The U.S. military was segregated. FDR had shipped Japanese Americans to concentration camps. Was America, the greatest generation, really the model of national unity that Mattis pretends it was? Or did he just need to work the word Nazi into his conversation in that attack on Trump because somebody like Rick Wilson told him to? Third, and most offensive, is that the general dismisses nationwide riots and the murder of cops as a mere distraction. We must not be distracted by a small number of lawbreakers, saith the sage. Millions of dollars at least in theft and property damage on top of COVID-19 losses to small business. Don't sweat it, according to the glorious military exemplar. A rising death toll from the disorder, including blacks whose lives presumably mattered. Don't make the warrior monk laugh. What really matters is some abstract principle that we can all get behind, and what really matters is the enduring little mantra, orange man bad. I'd like to see Mattis tell the families of David Dorn and Natalia Marie Kelly that their loved ones were simply distractions from the super wise point he wants to make. And right now he seems just clueless enough to do it. And even better, I'd like to hear him admit that his problem with Trump has nothing to do with Lafayette Park and the First Amendment, everything to do with Trump's defiance of the New World Order. I'd like to hear him admit that he thinks he and his class should be running American foreign relations. Indeed, the entirety of America. You guys don't need... Listen. See, this is the problem with his last election. In 2016, you guys were not supposed to do what you did. You were told what you were supposed to do. It was so in the hat that Hillary didn't... She kept a bottle of Chardonnay in each hand, and she didn't bother to go out and campaign. She didn't bother to go out and campaign in places that Trump was going all the time. And Trump was making a very good point, a splendid point. His point was, this has not worked for you. This is what he told Black America. This has not worked for you. You've been doing this how many years now? You got nothing to lose. Give me a shot. What else do you say to something like that? How else should you put it? And then we woke up, and it was President Donald Trump. Normally, see, the status quo and the powers that be would get out there and tell you, well, they would never tell you this, but it's always been a clear, defined shift in power, but what they wanted this time around, they just gotten 8 years of Barack Obama, and Barack Obama didn't really accomplish much of nothing. He really didn't do very much of nothing. He did manage to, he had the House and the Senate, and he lost both of those in the space of, he lost that halfway through his first term, and then he lost the Senate at the beginning of his next term. He did manage to pull off a re-election when I thought maybe Romney was debating him pretty good, but then Romney crumbled in the face of Candy Crowley. And you guys listened to the media. And the media made Romney look weak, which he is. I mean, he's Romney. But then when this next thing, do you ever wonder why all of the Republican candidates sounded the same except for Trump? Have you ever asked yourself why that was? Because up to this point, there was going to be no acknowledgement of things that Trump was talking about. these were details that were way down, you know, they filtered way down below the many levels that, they're in the peel of the onion. It's way down there close, buried. And then Trump got out here and he campaigned, and he spent a third of what Hillary spent, and he won. It's never been about money. It has never been about what's best for you. And the, you know, this is not meant to be a Donald Trump. I'm going to vote for him. I mean, I'm definitely going to vote for him. I wish that there was somebody to follow him that's like him. There won't be. We got 4 years after this one to try to right this ship. And there won't be anybody following him like him that I can tell. I don't see anybody out there that's emerging that reminds me of him, that looks like him, that feels like him. So the problem that Mattis has and the problem that everybody has with Trump is that Trump is unconventional. And Mattis, who's a military guy, should know that unconventional warfare is what, that really shakes, that rattles the cage of all these conventional types. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.